Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Played in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
Grew up in Jersey. We're late here, but let's say, recreate that. And some like park ranger saw me feed out.
You're going to get arrested.
Under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act of 1918?
Yes.
Interesting. I'm not going to do that.
Why they have park police.
Can the park police arrest you?
100% they can.
They've got the authority.
They have jurisdiction in that park that they're in to watch you if you do something illegal.
To slap some cuffs on me if I feed a seagull an Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, hell yeah.
Now what about bail reform? Do I get out because of that, or am I stuck in jail there for a while?
Yeah, I'm not sure, depending on what I think municipality and what their laws are would depend on whether or not you'd have bail reform or not. Maybe in New York City, they'll let you out.
Hey, what are you in for? And I gave a seagull an Alka-Seltzer and watched him blow up.
Yes.
What are
it's
you in for?
It's a bird, you moron.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Ford Talk Studio on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. I want to read you a tweet about the NFL from Albert Breer, who's been covering the NFL for a very long time, and I want to get your reaction to it. He said that the NFL conducted layoffs due to the economic realities of 2023 while pulling down $110 million to give a single playoff game to a streaming service is a pretty good indicator on who the owners are. Is that a fair criticism of the NFL or not? Now, is it apples to apples? Now, I don't know what the layoffs were. I know that there were some NFL media layoffs. I think they blamed the Jim Trotter layoff on that, or not renewing his contract or whatever it was. But there was some other stuff that was going on there with him and Roger Goodell. I mean, I will say that on the surface to me, the NFL shouldn't be laying off anybody, because if any business has been extremely successful in pro sports more than any of the others, I mean, it's the NFL, and they keep finding ways to make new money, whether it's overseas, whether it's the new contract with YouTube, Amazon Prime, Peacock. It's crazy the amount of money that they are pulling in. I just know sometimes that it's not apples to apples when you're talking about, all right, a company is spending money here, but they're laying off here. Sort of like what we talked about with, you know, Pat McAfee and ESPN. Pat McAfee gets a huge deal from ESPN, but they're laying people off as well. And people think that one has, you know, something to do with the other. But really what they're thinking is, we can give this guy X amount of money and make more money on him. So that's why we're giving him that money.
They're not just hiring him. They're hiring like 10 other guys with him.
Sure, right.
So, I think sometimes when you look at major companies and when they go through the thinning out process, like Elon Musk did with Twitter, like Mark Zuckerberg had to do with, Meta Facebook, you look at redundancy and you look at, you know, really is what that person doing viable for our company to move forward and to continue to make money? And are we seeing too much redundancy? Are there people that are doing something, but they're not doing enough of it? So we have to look at it and we have to decide, do we keep people doing the same thing, or do we ask people to do more who are staying behind? And I think that's probably what's going on at a lot of these different companies. There's no doubt over the last 2 years, 2.5 years, you've had to have your head stuck in the sand, not to realize that there has been an economic downturn, significant, There are a lot of companies that are filing for bankruptcy.
Is the NFL feeling that, though, really? Back to the Albert Breer tweet?
No, I don't think so. I think the other thing, too, about the NFL is that with the Commanders sale, and the way that Josh Harris is, you know, wrote in his prospectus about the sale that he expects to double the amount of money that the Washington Commanders are bringing in now because of the hatred of Daniel Snyder, that sure. Once he takes over and then they rebuild the culture and rebuild the brand, that he will double the amount of money that the NFL will make. And they will be a little bit more transparent with their accounting other than what Daniel Snyder has been accused of doing down there. So I just think it's more about redundancy and the way things change and the way things are looked at differently. And they may be firing some other people in other areas, older areas, and then in newer areas, hiring more people to be a part of a growing aspect of a company.
Sure. So it's not as simple as what Albert Breer is saying, is what you're saying.
I mean, it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, you know, there's Zuckerberg, he's worth $150 billion. And it's easy to say that, you know, why is he, you know, firing 1,500 people?
Right.
You know, he's got to run a company, he's got to run a business, and he has people that make those internal decisions. You know, Roger Goodell doesn't sit there and make those decisions. There are people underneath him in finance. There's the CFO, there's the chief operating officer, there's the chief technology officer, all of those people. There's a board. There's, you know, a lot of people that come up with these decisions.
Yeah.
Not just one.
Yeah, and that one guy does get paid a lot of money to make the big decisions, and I'm sure that there are things that come across his desk he's got to approve, but yes, I'm sure he's not the sole decision maker when it comes to layoffs in the NFL offices.
Right, and I would also tell you that there are 32 teams that do employ. I would venture to say each team, if I had to guess, I would think like the Cowboys probably have like 1,500 employees. For the Jets, maybe 600 employees.
Yeah.
For the Bengals, maybe like 10 employees. You know, every team is different.
Sure. I mean, the Jets, I feel like they got the most coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
I mean, there's no, you go to that coaches page, you keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
They overdo it. There's no question.
You think?
You know, it's interesting. My formative years in Cincinnati, I always just tell you, we had an offensive line coach. We had a wide receiver coach, offense coordinator, that was Bruce Coslett.
Yeah.
Our offensive line coach was Jimmy McNally. We had a running back coach, Jimmy Anderson. We had a tight ends coach that was Tiger Johnson. And we had Sam, our head coach, was our quarterback coach. We had five coaches.
That's it.
On offense, we had five coaches. And on defense, I think they had either four or five coaches.
We had 10 coaches. Now there's 30, 35.
And by the way, those coaches in Cincinnati also act as road scouts once the season is over, going to meet prospective draftees and free agents that they're going to sign out of college.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to the simplicity of it all.
Sure. Minimalistic. Get it done.
As opposed to having so many people running all over the place and different messages being brought to players. I don't know. Sometimes I just think it's overkill.
Speaking of Jets coaches, is your pal, the great Rob Calabrese, still on the staff there?
Yes.
So he's the quarterback coach for Aaron Rodgers now?
Yeah, I think so, yes.
How's that going to go?
Well, you also have Todd Downing in there.
Yeah.
And you also have, of course, Nathaniel Hackett in there.
I know, but like,
they love Rob.
Rob's awesome.
a tremendous football coach. He's extremely knowledgeable.
I'm just saying, like,
and I'm telling you, 10 years from now, I know it sounds ridiculous now when you sit here and you talk about it, but in 10 years from now, he keeps his head down. Next thing you know, he's going to be a head coach somewhere.
Assuming
that they have success, or he has success on a staff that he's on.
I agree. And don't get me wrong, it's not what I'm saying. The guy's awesome. I think he's got a bright future. I'm just saying, when Aaron Rodgers comes in, you're the quarterback coach.
Pretty cool. Actually,
how do you approach it? Do you want my
I think that's going to be more Nathaniel. It's going to be all three of them.
Yeah.
Downing, we Hackett, but Hackett's the one that's running the whole thing. And remember, I can't impress upon you this enough. Aaron Rodgers does not have to learn a new system. for an older guy going to a new team, there were some growing pains that Tom Brady had when he got to Tampa Bay because he had Bruce Arians and he had Brian Leftwich. He didn't have Josh McDaniels. He brought in some of the stuff that he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't necessarily know that they completely changed the offense just for him. Because they had a vocabulary down there. They had a way of describing
things. They had two big wide receivers that were used to what they were running.
Right. So yeah. He had to adapt to that. This is good. Aaron Rodgers didn't have to adapt to anything. He's going to go right in there. He's going to know the playbook. He's going to know everything about it, formations, personnel groups, how to identify defenses.
He's going to have familiar faces out there on the field with him.
And he's going to be able to be an extension of the coaching staff in the game on the field.
Yeah. I know we've talked about it so much, but still it doesn't feel real that Aaron Rodgers is a Jets quarterback.
Oh, I can't wait for it. Man.
Still, I've seen video of him throwing the football. I've seen the press conference. We've talked about it for months. It still doesn't feel real that he's going to take the field to be the Jets quarterback.
I cannot wait for it. And speaking of the Jets, I know yesterday you picked up, you talk about Quinnen Williams and the nonsense on social media and all those other things. So you remember I've been saying for months now that I feel like T. Higgins was going to be traded by the Bengals. And then, of course, at the combine, Duke Tobin, their player personnel director, said, go get your own wide receivers because we're going to give T. Higgins a new contract.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going to do this and pay Joe Burrow all at the same time and then have to pay Ja'Marr Chase.
Sure.
It just financially, and knowing the Bengals, it's going to be really tough. But instead of going on Twitter and bitching about a contract and, you know, being passive aggressive and all this other crap like Quinnen Williams is, T. Higgins showed up to OTAs and practices. And they asked him, like, what are you doing here? He goes, what do you mean, what am I doing here? I love ball. I love the work. This is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And he goes, my agent asked me, what do you want to do? Because almost every single player in the league doesn't do what T. Higgins is doing right now. And that is playing. He does have a contract, but he needs a new one. And he deserves a new one. And
sure.
He should be highly compensated. And he showed up at practice with the Bengals. And, you know, he wants to run it back. He wants to be there. I don't know how they're going to do this. But financially, he has not got that new contract. I just hope he has some sort of insurance policy covering him now as he's working out with the team.
Yeah, and speaking of Quinnen Williams, you know what he's doing now. He hasn't gotten a deal. He's been complaining on his Twitter account. I mean, sounds like a holdout to me. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like he's prepping himself for a holdout.
Well, he's got a contract. You know, that's the thing.
I understand, but we've seen these guys. We've seen them. If you don't get paid, you've said this before. I talked about Jalen Hurts. I was like, listen, they don't have to give him a contract right now, technically.
Yeah, but, you know,
but you go, no, they got to take it. They got to give him a contract.
They have to.
But that's what Quinnen Williams is feeling right now. They don't technically have to, but they have to.
He'll get his contract. Dexter Lawrence got his contract.
Before the season?
Yes.
Okay.
He will get a contract. I'm telling you.
All right.
Just like T. Higgins will get a contract. Now, when those contracts will be signed, I'm not sure. And also, don't forget, Justin Herbert's going to sign an extension. Joe Burrow's going to sign an extension. And it was interesting because Joe Burrow was talking about his teammates and his own contract, and it kind of led you to believe that he was going to take less money. But then again, I always tell you that if I'm the NFLPA, I want that guy to break the bank. I need that guy to break the bank.
Yeah, but we've seen before, if you do take less money to help out the team, it ends up working out.
So Tom Brady has done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe Aaron Rodgers has done a little bit of that right now with the Jets, but you know, Patrick Mahomes is going to get a redo of his deal. He's going to get another redo of his deal. And the Chiefs know that they have to redo it. They know it. And I think if you're Joe Burrow and you're saying, well, I'm taking less money because I'm playing for the Bengals, and Patrick Mahomes is going to make $25 million more than me, you're like, no, I ain't cutting it.
No way. That can't be that much more. No.
Or even $10 million or $5 million more.
Sure.
Why am I taking less money? I'm just as good as he. Well, I'm not. I don't want to put words in Burrow's mouth. I know he'd like to keep the team together.
Yep.
Which may mean some sort of financial sacrifice, but the NFLPA will not be happy about that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The New York Mets are finally calling up Mark Vientos.
Thunder stolen.
That's it. So, Jerry, you can leave
now. I had breaking news.
See you later, Jerry. All right, see you next hour. So, anyway, Vientos, who has been killing it down in AAA, as we know. Mets fans have been wanting to see him again. So, now everybody's up. All the guys that you wanted to see, well, the minors are
here's
up.
Here's your new DH.
Yeah, he's got, I mean.
Has he been playing third base?
Yeah, I believe, yes.
So you got Beatty playing third base. Maybe, you know, you're not bringing a guy up to sit on the bench. You're bringing a guy up to hit. So does this mean, does he go back and forth with Vogelback or no? Or is Vogelback out of here? I mean, what's going on?
How about Vogelback just goes?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they do stuff like this. This kind of puts everybody on edge in the locker room and on the team, because he's not being brought up because somebody's hurt. He's being brought up because people are ineffective.
Yeah, I mean, it's not putting everybody on edge. I mean, the starting guys who are locked into their positions are not caring that he's up. You know, it's the guys that are, you know, the DH, the bench guys. People are going to lose playing time over it. You remember that guy that called up? He, I forget his name. He calls him, it's Big Black something on Twitter. He does the jingles. He did the J.D. Davis 877 runs now.
Yeah,
remember
that guy? Yeah. Yes.
He does a Mark Vientos jingle, which is like the Mentos freshness one that I saw. I started following him. I got to find that now.
Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's because he dresses up when he does this. He like puts on like a wig and like it stands in front of his TV and sings it.
You like guys that dress up and sing and dance? Like,
who doesn't? I mean, come
on. Fat guy
from Turkey?
From Turkey.
Oh, I love that guy. Yeah, he for whatever reason he dances with AI Putin now. That's his new thing.
Is he like a Putin supporter?
I don't think so. No, I think he's the opposite of that. But he ends up doing these. He shakes his belly next to AI Putin. It's the weirdest thing. And then in the next video, he's pouring cheese sauce on onion rings and licking them clean, and then dancing with his belly. Yeah, I gotta find that Vientos jingle.
So you get ranch dressing dumped on at any point?
No, but if he saw the Peter Schwartz video, maybe he'd get some inspiration from it. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Brought to you by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com, and brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. You mentioned Vientos. Well, how about the Mets? Not a good night at Citi Field.
3-2 pitch, runners go. Popped in the air, deep left field. Kata going back to the track. Kata at the wall. Leaps up. It is gone. Just over the orange tape, off the black wall, down the left field line for a 3-run home run. And Isak Paredes quiets this Citi Field crowd.
Oh, yes, she did. In the third inning, the first of his two home runs, he drove in five. Rays beat the Mets 8-5. Both home runs hit off of Justin Verlander, who was making his Citi Field debut. For the Mets, they're 6-16 in their last 22. Home runs going the wrong way against them, like last night with Paredes. They find themselves in deficits on a routine basis. Buck knows things simply not going their way right now.
Ball clipped the foul pole, and I know I was thinking to myself, Lindor hit one down there that missed the foul pole. So, you know, it'll turn.
And he's referencing the second Paredes home run that hit the foul pole down the left field line. Here was Verlander. He says that's true, but we do need to figure out our own breaks.
I think we're past the point of just waiting for that to happen, and I think we need to make it happen. You know, and we have the guys in here to do that. I look around this locker room, and I know everybody's working their tail off, and you know, nobody's just complacent.
Well, that's a good thing, and they're certainly not going to be complacent, as Boomer puts out. You're on notice now with Vientos being called up. In those 38 games at AAA this season, batting .333 with 13 home runs, so perhaps a bit of a spark for this Met team that has been quite quiet over the month. The series does continue tonight. Kodai Senga takes on Josh Fleming on WCBS 880. As for the Yankees, they were in Toronto, continuing this four-game series with the Blue Jays. They took the opener, big home run from Aaron Judge. Last night, they win again, big home run from Aaron Judge.
0-1. Swing and a high drive, center field, it is deep. Kiermaier looking back, looking up, it is gone! A home run off the batter's eye! Aaron Judge has gone yard, he says, hey, look at me now! Two-run shot, Yankees take the lead, they're in front 5-3.
Is that one of your moves, Jerry? Do you create dialogue that doesn't exist with the players? Because that's a play-by-play thing. I actually found myself doing that by accident, calling the Devils games when I had criticized that. You know, then what I would say, and Hischier says, look at me now, or something silly like that. He says,
big boy's going to take you down.
I don't think I have, but I couldn't say that definitively. I'm sure somewhere along the way I've probably done that.
Yeah, like
been a lot of games.
I think when a guy slams at home, you know, look at me now, take that.
Bam Adebayo says, get it out of here.
No, I mean,
don't come in here.
I honestly don't think I have. I think I've been more like it's, you know, in your face, stuff like that. But
in
I don't,
your face.
Well, yeah, you did do it in your face.
Yes, I've done that. But I don't know that I've ever put words in
you
their
mouth. You ever do nuggets?
No.
By the way, I did find the Vientos jingle, and I sent it to Al. So this is, I want to get his exact name here, so we get it right, and the credit, and all of that stuff. So this is the man who did the J.D. Davis. This is Real Black 14, and he does the Mets jingles. And now that Vientos is up, he can now flex his muscles with his Mentos Vientos rendition. Oh, what happened?
Froze.
It gets really
good. Base runner who flies, Vientos fresh and full of life. His hitting is proof, there's no ceiling or roof. Vientos fresh and full of life. Fresh goes better, Vientos freshness. Fresh goes better, Vientos fresh and full of life. Vientos, the fresh maker.
It's creative.
Yeah. Yes. I like it. And if you watch the video, it's even funnier because he's got the wig on and the sunglasses and pictures of Vientos behind him and highlights, you know? Vientos fresh and full of life!
Pretty good.
Yeah, I hope he is full of life because that's exactly what the Mets need.
Wow. Vientos, the fresh maker.
I like the little disclaimer at the end.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if he's the fresh maker for them. Right now, it's Aaron Judge who's the fresh maker for the Yankees. We're now 25-19 with that win. Domingo Germán get ejected for having sticky stuff on his hands. Here was Judge. So he leaves. The bullpen really did a good job. Ryan Weber, 2 1/3 innings in relief for the win. You did have Ian Hamilton out there, but he left with groin tightness. Judge on yes, noticing the bullpen work.
Ian coming in, you know, he's been a workhorse for us, you know, I feel like all season. You know, him and Ron coming in there, and then Webby giving us some huge innings. And then when you give it to the back end of the bullpen with Clay and Wandy, man, it's tough to get guys on base and tough to get runs, and you got those guys in the pen.
And they closed it out as they beat the Blue Jays for the second straight game. Here was Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Everything mixed in. It's a heck of a win for us.
It's a great game from both teams. You know, it started off weird with Germán coming out the way he did, but our bullpen was able to pick him up, pick our team up, keep us in a position to win the game, and we were able to pull through.
Now, as for Germán, likely a 10-game suspension coming, you would think. He says through his translator, quite frankly, he's confused by the rules right now.
That's the clear direction that I want, you know, because I don't want this to happen again, you know. And, you know, I followed instructions. I'm not using it enough. Now I use it too much. And there was a problem because it was too much on my hand.
Yeah. I don't know.
So we actually thought that was the song that they were playing yesterday, and it was the song they were playing today. the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, dancing in September.
So oh, that's right. You mentioned that yesterday.
Maybe they were listening to us. Said,
maybe,
you know,
maybe.
Listen to our 4 hours of Aaron Judge darting eyes.
On the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Dancing in September. Here was John Schneider. So you got them calling guys fat or frat. I don't know what's going on, but you got the base coaches in the wrong spot. Whatever. Here was Schneider. Says tension's running pretty high right now.
You're not pleased with the way everything is shaking out the last 24 hours, right? And I think it's just people being competitive. And, you know, Rojas responded how he did, and we responded how we did.
Mm-hmm. So, whatever. We move on to game three of the four-game set.
Luis Rojas didn't have that, you know, that emotion with the Mets.
Shut up, fat boy!
Yeah.
I mean, the way he does shut up, too, is just great. And then he goes, shut up. Just shut up. You know? He's like, shut up.
He's not saying frat, either. That looks like fat
That's
boy.
That's fat boy.
I agree. I completely agree. Garrett Cole, Chris Bassett go tonight on The Fan at 6:25. We go to the NBA Western Conference Finals. The Nuggets had a nice big lead, a fat lead, if you will. The Lakers cut into it, but then the big plays down the stretch from Denver.
And Davis falls on him. That should be a foul. Casey takes it away. Leaking out is Murray. Alley-oop!
And that was Nuggets Radio. That kind of did it. 132-126, the final, as Denver takes game one. Jamal Murray, who had 31 points, knows that play by Gordon. Huge.
It was big. It was very big. I was a momentum swinger. Got the whole crowd back into it, and I don't remember the following play, but it felt like they got a little stagnant after that. You know, typically when you have a big swing like that.
Yeah, and that's what happened. Nikola Jokic, 34 points, 21 rebounds, 14 assists. Anthony Davis, by the way, had 40 and 10 in this game. But he says props to Jokic, and no surprise, he's playing so big.
He's a two-time MVP. He's very skilled. Obviously, as his numbers show, made some tough shots.
Yeah, like the one they just showed on CBS Sports Network at the end of the third quarter. Ridiculous shot from Jokic over Davis. Game two of the series will be Thursday night. Tonight, you've got game one for the Heat and the Celtics in Boston. The Spurs win the NBA draft lottery. And the Sixers yesterday fired head coach Doc Rivers. Now, I missed this on Monday. I think I saw this on Fox somewhere, so I went and found it this morning. This was James Harden after his complete no-show in the fourth quarter in Game 7.
Yeah.
And really, the whole game, he wasn't very good. Here he was directly asked about his head coach following the Game 7 loss.
When you got here, you said that one of the reasons you wanted to come, if I'm not mistaken, was Doc. How has your relationship been with Doc, and would you like to see him back?
Our relationship is okay.
So if you didn't catch that.
Would you like to see him back?
Yes is what you say.
Our relationship is okay.
And remember who James Harden is close to.
Yeah, the GM, and everybody thinks James Harden's probably going to leave anyway.
Yeah, and he bailed him out. The guy asking the question bailed out James Harden because he said, would you like to see, he asked two questions, and he was able to answer one of the questions. If he had just said, do you want Doc back?
Right.
Then he's boxed in, but he said, how's your relationship? Do you want him back? And he's like, our relationship's okay.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't say anything after that.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. Meantime, Ben Simmons apparently posted a photo on Instagram of a glass of wine and then the Celtic Sixers game, I guess, when the Celtics went final. So people are calling it a troll job. So
if I were him, I would just stay lay low, man. Don't get yourself involved in anything.
He needed a break and counting the cash that he's got.
God.
So I believe this is why Stephen A. Smith got on Simmons yesterday.
Embiid was a disappointment. The only thing worse than James Harden was that sorry, trifling-ass Ben Simmons.
Trifling-ass?
That had to be his podcast, where he's not saying that on ESPN.
It probably was. Yeah. I think it was his podcast, because he's got another line, but I don't know the context of it, so I didn't want to play it, where he's talking about lusting after a woman.
That's definitely the podcast.
Yeah, the No Mercy podcast.
Yeah, that's Odyssey.
All right, so I'll play this with again saying I'm not sure exactly what the context is of it, other than it's in his podcast.
Many years ago, I got into an argument, and an ex got on my damn nerves, and I said, "You know what? Go home. Call her a car service. Dig a hole." When she walked into the bedroom, her figure was sticking out in a very voluptuous and entertaining way.
And you know what I said to her? I said, well, we were arguing about, it's really not that important. It's really not that important. Forget all the stuff that I said. It ain't even that important no more. I was going to want her. That's love. In terms of your desire for somebody, it ebbs and flows. But you know what should never ebb and flow? Your core decency when it comes to your treatment of her.
So no matter what you're arguing about, she got a fat ass. You hit that. I don't care what she calls you. I don't care what she says.
It doesn't matter.
You walk into that room, she's popping. The boobies jiggling. You get after it. No matter what she said, no matter what you're arguing about, no matter what she did to you. You tap that ass. And you hit it hard. Core decency.
Jesus God.
So you see, I was confused by what the context was.
Yes, I can understand.
Yeah, so that was there. Adam Silver says he was shocked when he saw the Ja Morant video. Morant did release a statement accepting responsibility for his actions and acknowledging that he has disappointed a lot of people. And just real quick, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, we know he wants a new deal. They're trying to figure something out. But he also knows he needs to leave some money available for the roster.
Yeah, you got
to
have good players. No, you can't. You see, I mean, it doesn't matter how good your quarterback is. If you don't have good players around him, you're not going to be a very good team.
Bravo. Bravo, Joe Burrow. So we'll see if they get something done. Ja'Marr Chase says that's the type of guy he is. He wants the best team around him. He wants to win. So we shall see. And we discussed last hour the Jets reportedly contacting the league about wanting to be a mainstay on Black Friday every week on Amazon, if that's what the game continues
every
to
year.
Be.
Every year. Yes, right. Yep. Now that's, well, I mean, why?
Start a tradition?
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Seems like a weird thing to want to do. Is there a reason? Is there a benefit to the Jets for playing?
You get that extra, you get that little mini buy. It's not like playing Sunday, Thursday. You get the extra day to Friday, and then you get the extra two. I don't know.
I don't know. Plus, you're a standalone game, and you can sell your product, and you can promote it, kind of like the Lions do on Thanksgiving.
That's been a great product to promote. Yeah.
Here's crap football at 12:30
every year.
Not this year, though. They're good. They're going to be good this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Real Black 14, who did the Vientos Fresh and Full of Life jingle, woke up, put the show on, and that's how he found out that Vientos was called up right when we were playing his jingle. So he retweeted that. So hopefully we'll be playing it a lot now that Mark Vientos is up, and hopefully he is a guy who injects some life into this offense and into this team. Vientos Fresh and Full of Life. So, you know, we were talking about Fat Boy earlier, the whole Fat Boy thing.
Yes.
John Schneider saying Fat Boy to somebody, the Blue Jays manager. We're not sure exactly who. Some people think it was Frat Boy to Bader, whatever. So it made me start thinking about the Fat Boys. Remember the Fat Boys? The group, the rappers, the Fat Boys? You don't remember them?
Vaguely.
Al, you had to remember. You're a musician.
I remember Fat Boys, yeah.
The Fat Boys. So there's one surviving member of the Fat Boys.
Oh, left. See, that's what happens.
Yeah. The other two, heart attacks.
Mm. Makes sense.
Unbelievable. That totally bummed me out. I'm like, I wonder, every time we look at some musical group from the 80s, the 90s, like seeing if they're still around, there's like surviving members or they're still touring or something. I was like, I bet you the Fat Boys are out there doing something.
Dude, we partied hard back in the day.
Yeah, Fat Boys are no longer. It's just, let's see, there is...
What was their like number one song, Al?
Fat Boys are back, I believe, but it says there's curses in it.
Okay.
Yeah, the only surviving member is
when they
Kool Rock Ski.
Kool Rock Ski. So what? When were they big?
83 to 91.
God, I should know them.
I know.
It's like right in my wheelhouse.
Prince Marky D, Buff Love, Kool Rock Ski, the Fat Boys. No, nowhere in that brain of yours, the Fat Boys.
I don't know, I've had to have one of their cassettes or something. Yes.
Yeah, what about you, Eddie? You remember the Fat Boys?
I know the one big song.
Okay.
I have to know the song.
Yeah, so it was...
Were they like in like big sweatsuits and Air Jordans and stuff that?
So the
everybody was back then.
Right, right.
But MC Hammer was in that stuff. Yeah, so they were at the time of MC Hammer and everything.
Yeah, a little bit before. They started a little bit before and then maybe crossed over. The group opened doors for beatboxers like Biz Markie and Dougie Fresh.
Oh, Dougie Fresh, yeah.
Fat Boys, one of the first rap groups to release full-length rap albums along with Run DMC, Houdini, and Curtis Blow. Beloved for their comedic, self-deprecating rhymes, the group released 7 studio albums, 4 of which went gold.
Yeah,
huge careers for the Fat Boys.
Red and black, you guessed.
Yeah, that's probably all you can play. The Fat Boys are back. This is something we can play at about in January 2nd when we come back from the holidays.
Yes, exactly.
The Fat Boys are back. After we have like 6 loaves of Yulakaka.
Yes.
In December.
Vicky keeps making your copper lettuce.
Oh, man. Yeah, so the Fat Boys, no more.
Yeah, I don't think I don't have them on my Apple iTunes.
All right, see. What about Wipeout?
Wipeout. I do remember Wipeout.
Well, they did a remake of Wipeout and The Twist.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And those are...
Those seem fine.
Oh, they do?
You
okay.
Hear, well,
see if you can remember this one. Boys are back. It's definitely played in the Bengals locker room at some point.
Well, wasn't Wipeout an instrumental?
Yeah. So these guys rap at any point during this, or they just
it
do this?
Like the Beach Boys went like...
They've got to start rapping.
I'd rather listen to Steve Martin do King Tut. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, well, listen, 2 of them are dead, so be respectful.
I'm trying, man. I just don't remember them.
This Fat Boy thing is taking on a new life of its own this morning, I tell you. I still don't know who he was talking to
or what he was saying.
Did anybody ask him after the game? Do we know that?
I guess not. Jerry would have found it. We would have found it somewhere. Would have said something. Now, I don't...
We're talking about John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, screaming over at the dugout of the Yankees.
Right. It's shut up. Shut up, fat boy. Shut up.
And we had a caller earlier this morning tell us that he was yelling frat boy.
Well, I don't believe it.
At Harrison Bader.
Nah, see, I don't think so. I mean, I would need to see the behind angle of him directly screaming at Harrison Bader. Here it is again.
Because he's looking right, looks like he's looking over home plate over to the other dugout. Again, now we have to figure out who he's looking at.
Fat boy, fat
first,
boy.
First it was Aaron Judge, and we basically said he was looking at the first base coach.
Yeah. Said Michael Kay on the broadcast, like, I think he's yelling at Aaron Boone, but he's not yelling at Aaron Boone, fat boy or frat boy. Now look at my lips. Ready? Watch this. Ready? Shut up, fat boy.
Okay. All right.
Shut up, frat boy.
I see a difference.
There is a difference.
There's a difference. You want me to do it?
Yeah.
Watch me.
Yeah.
Shut up, fat boy. Why is that so funny? I don't know.
But it is because the way you turned and got all serious and he gave you like sportsman voice, like, shut up, fat boy.
It
was good. All right, one more time. Give me fat boy again, one more time.
Shut up, fat boy.
Okay.
Shut up, frat boy.
Yeah, there's definitely,
See, there's definitely a difference.
100%.
And I, 100%. He's yelling fat boy, not
he's,
frat boy.
He's definitely fat boy, and I need to know who it is. And he's also a larger guy, so that's definitely, it's an interesting, you know, there's no self-awareness.
Hey, he's thick.
He's a thick sumbitch.
Maybe he was yelling at his first baseman.
Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.